Thank you and good afternoon to everyone. I've sent an email on Swifty to the secretary, which explains that after the GOVA session, which took place the week before last week, it is clear that these documents, which are on the table from the last GSG session, for this regulation, it is 2024/8, shows the correct wording as it was concluded on during WP29 and first GVA and then WP29 to integrate the link to regulation 10. And during the discussion in the cybersecurity experience workshop and the informal working group on cybersecurity and software updates, it has been discussed to amend other regulations in the same way. After the GVA session, the week before last week, France, the UK representative in GOVA, asked me to present again these documents because they are really reflecting what we want to have in the future in case other regulations refer to regulation 155. The main problem in that case is that for all these regulations, where you have parts or units which can be approved, you cannot get a 155 approval because 155 approvals are only available for vehicle manufacturers for the complete vehicle. Despite that, you can fulfill the technical requirements related to your product, and that's what the sentence wants to describe. And as I said, this sentence was agreed in GOVA for regulation 157 and the link to regulation number 10. In that case, it's referenced a special series of amendments of regulation 10, but it's also different in regulation 155 because 155, you always have to be up to date. That's also the reason why we introduced regulation 156. That is necessary to have updates, otherwise you cannot be cyber secure. So it is also correct, as it was stated in informal working group and task and workshop cybersecurity, to integrate this 155 without specifying the series of amendments. Because also if you have an approval according to the OO series of amendments, you always have to keep your approval updated, otherwise the product isn't cyber secure anymore. Thank you.